Because you can handle the truth.
Just going over basic information. All right, so those of you on Facebook, if you can still see me, see that I'm drinking. And what am I drinking? Water. Water. Why am I drinking water? Well, I'm drinking water right now because I'm fasting. This is day 3 of my fast. And why am I fasting? 4 days ago, I ate a burger, a Wagyu burger. Those of you know Wagyu, Wagyu is meat from cows who've been specially fed, who've been massaged, who've been allowed to meditate and listen to soothing music, and then, of course, harvested. Yes. Well, the day after eating that Wagyu burger, and here, by the way, so Wagyu in the United States, I know, it's like it's $700 a burger. So here, it's $5 a burger. Yes. So I'm going to try this ultra-healthy burger from an ultra-healthy cow. And so I bought it at the supermarket frozen and cooked it up according to instructions. And the next day, my right hip was exquisitely painful. I could put no weight on it. And I said, oh, my God, I don't need a cane. I need a walker. And I said to myself, oh, my God, what can I do? What can I do to help with this? And I decided it was time to fast. And so the first day, I had to absolutely stay home. The second day, I was able to actually go to the river, do my Wim Hof meditation. And today is the third day, and I'm going to show you the results. So I can actually walk and turn without pain. Whereas before, I had to hold onto the wall with furniture to get around the house. And so fasting really works. And you have everything you need. Water and a body. Yay. So I'm probably going to fast for the rest of today. And I might eat something tomorrow morning. But I've been able to do the whole broadcast, everything, pretty alert, even while fasting. So people need to realize that paying health insurance between $100 and, I don't know, $5,000 a month, whatever your situation is, may not be the most, certainly not the safest, there's no question about that, and you know, by most measures, not even the most effective. And so when you are given a whole litany, list of drugs you're taking for diseases you don't have, then the only thing that can happen is you can be harmed. That's it. And then, of course, impoverished too, which, depending on your age, can be even worse. Oh my gosh, the chat room, you guys are cute. Dal says, if I had a tumor embolized and now it shows as calcified, what do I do, and is there a recourse because the doctor did not embolize this fibroid tumor? No. The doctor did embolize the tumor. It just didn't work. And again, these whiz-bang interventions are billed to the patient as 100% effective. Oh, man, you can count on this. You can take it to the bank. You can tell time by this. Oh, yeah. The sun rises and sets with this therapy. It is the best. And generally, it's actually worse than doing nothing. And no, you have no recourse. Is this recording? Can we share it? It should. If you can see it, if you can hear it, then it is recorded. Facebook is giving me information that I'm not connected, but if you can hear me, then I'm connected. MS is taking vitality caps. I see that my periods are not as heavy and they have shortened by about a day. I'm guessing this is because I'm getting rid of the toxins via vitality capsules, so my periods don't have to be as bad. Absolutely. All your periods are is your body getting rid of toxins. If you have these heavy, long periods, that means you have a lot of toxins that are not being gotten rid of in the toilet, and so they're coming by the other route, which is dumping out in the blood. This is also the reason why premenopausal men, I mean women, are much healthier than premenopausal men because they have this incredible cleansing mechanism. How do you tell a fat woman to lose weight kindly? I don't. In fact, if I have a friend that's fat, I buy them candy bars. And I let them know that they are my friend no matter what their weight is. And I am totally emphatic about that. 40 pounds overweight, 50 pounds overweight, 100 pounds overweight, I'm your friend through thick and thin. And that is actually the best way to get a fat person to lose weight, if that's what you want to do. It's let them know that you love them and accept them as they are. Because any fat person is going to have to try somewhere around 5 to 20 times before they finally figure out how to lose weight. And what they want to know is that you're still going to be their friend even when they fail the first 19 times. Yeah. Is it normal to have menstrual pain? Well, I don't understand the question, but another way to put it is, can you be healthy where you don't have menstrual pain? And the answer is yes. Is it normal for an American woman who eats cheese and dairy to have pain? Absolutely. So someone says, I cannot find chicken feet or cow's feet. Can we eat lamb feet instead? I have no information as to whether or not lamb feet works. You can try it and see if it works. Also, my mother went to the urologist. Why? I don't know. And was told her vagina is losing color. Therefore, she has low estrogen levels and needs to use an estrogen cream. That is utter nonsense. So what if your vagina is white? Who's looking? Who's looking? Are you going to be healthier if it's red? A light-colored vagina. I mean, how is it impacting your mother's quality of life? Is there something she needs to do with her day that she cannot do with a light-colored vagina? Ask her. And she says, yes. Then she can just put a warm pack down there to give it some color. So would you recommend removal of an amalgam fill-in by a specialist dentist, or should I leave it alone? I would be inclined to leave it alone. I would say at least half of all people with amalgam fillings experience no benefit, and an even larger number experience severe pain and disability. It's really not a good thing. Not a good deal. Okay. Somebody asked some very good questions. Also about the water fasting. So, really, a glass of water is your best friend. So that you don't have to fast, and if you get into trouble, then you can just do a water fast. If you want to know more about my version of water fast, then you can sign up for our monthly membership program, where I give you a live group coaching. Is a stroke and heart attack considered the same thing when you say taking the aspirin if you ever had a heart attack? Yeah, stroke and heart attack are both exactly identical. You have a blood clot. The question is, where did it stop? Did it stop in the brain? Did it stop in the heart? It's like a Russian roulette wheel. Round and round and round she goes, and where she stops, nobody knows. So for the sake of specialization, for the sake of profit, a blood clot in the brain and blood clot in the heart are considered different things, but even though it's actually the same. Why would someone take statins and then have to take CoQ10 for my heart, which was not a problem until taking the cholesterol med? Because the cholesterol medicine actually causes heart disease by blocking your body from making its own coenzyme Q10. So the statins actually harm the heart. So in about 20 years, we'll see the statins, another wonder drug dethroned. So you have to make up your mind what you want to do. I don't know if your crock pot chicken is safe to eat after sitting for 15 hours. I don't have the answer to that. Along with a newer broadcaster posted a Truth Files webpage. Well, Shelley's father just died, so it's going to be a while. So the question is, why should someone take statins and then have to take CoQ10? Because they're gullible. Stop the statin, just take the CoQ10. Graciela says, good morning, my wonderful doctor. So happy to see you again. Thank you, Graciela. What is my stance on colonics? The fewer, the better. So Emery says, I know someone who probably has a backup issue that's affecting his appetite. I know I can't get him to eat prunes or vitality capsules. That's how I'll keep stressing the water with him. Well, again, really, the best thing you can give your friends is your friendship. And that's something you should always give them and never, ever withhold, no matter what their health condition or their beliefs may be. And a friend is a friend. Are vitality capsules and distilled water a thorough, regular colon cleanse? Yes, pretty much. If you take vitality capsules and drink distilled water, you pretty much will not need a colonic. There, how long are you going to fast? I don't know. My hip is feeling pretty good. Before I had the problem, I had a little bit of discomfort, just a little discomfort in my hip. It didn't interfere with me doing splits or bridges or hiking or climbing mountains. And so I said, well, you know, why bother? So now, since the beginning of the third day, and my hip is a little better than it was, say, a month ago. So right now, my hip is ready for mountain climbing, ready for splits, or whatever I want to do with my daily life. So I could go another day and see if I could get it even better yet, where I just have no discomfort at all. April, fasting is a miracle drug. Absolutely. But, you know, no money in that. So, Marie, I'm my third day. So I'm starting my third day. My kid's dad rebelled against his whole oat groats earlier in the week and ended up fasting half a day. Got an extra bowel movement for him. It's all good. Good. Wonderful, Andre. All right, I guess, what would have caused the hip pain? Okay, so I had hip pain initially. It started 5 years ago and I ate some lasagna. Homemade lasagna, but hey, lasagna all the same. It had, you know, the white flour noodles in it. It had the cheeses in it, at least three different cheeses, maybe even four different cheeses. It was my mother's recipe, and my husband really, really liked it. And so, of course, I sat down with him and ate right along with him. So that initially started the pain, and that was so severe that I was limping. And I got rid of that, not rid of it, but got rid of 90% of it by just doing two enemas a day instead of one, and then it went away. Not went away, get 90% gone. So this little 10% that was there just kind of just hung on. And then after eating that Wagyu hamburger, that was the last straw, and things fell apart. No, I don't think it's the toxins in the Wagyu beef. I really don't know. Definitely it's the beef. So the question I have to clarify in my own mind, is it the toxins in the Wagyu beef? Or is it just how the beef was prepared? Maybe I didn't drink enough water to go with the beef or before the beef. You know, just a lot of possibilities. It wasn't my bowels, because bowels are pretty regular. I got my 3-day, got that. How do you feel about using Forex internally? You can do that, but it's totally unnecessary. People use Forex internally for aches and pains, for arthritis, and to strengthen their joints, and for weak bones. But you can just eat collard greens, which are very high in boron, and it has the same effect. Oh, okay, still connected. Great, thank you. Premenopausal men, did I hear it correctly? No, no, no. That was my mistake. It's premenopausal women. Women. What causes cellulite and how can you reverse it? Cellulite is basically caused by, one, a lack of connective tissue in your diet. And you can reverse it by eating pig feet, cow feet, or chicken feet. You can also reverse it by applying castor oil generously to your legs every day. Jeff, how do you lose lower belly fat for men? Hey, Jeff, I think it's kind of cute. So hold on to your belly fat. Don't worry about it. Oh, brings up another point. So in Philadelphia, there's this rare disease that is killing white, middle-class, healthy, fit women. Yes. These ladies, they've done the flat belly routine. They are buffed. They do the gym. I mean, they are just really doing everything and just look the picture of health. And they're in the upper class area of Philadelphia. And so there's been a lot of deaths. And they said, but you know, this disease is not affecting overweight, fat, black, poor people. So a lot of these health trends that encourage you to get rid of your belly fat, I mean, I don't know how much you have, but to get rid of your belly fat and have a flat belly actually shorten your lifespan. What does your fasting consist of? That's a good question. So my fasting consists of drinking a gallon of water a day. Yay! Then I take my turpentine even on my fasting days. Where's your spoon? Oh my God, we don't have the spoon. I'll take it the spoon during the next commercial. So I take my turpentine every day when I fast. how to heal ulcers. Believe it or not, water is healing for ulcers. So the medical industrial complex itself actually did a study. If you drink a half gallon of water a day, it heals your ulcers. Now, the question is, what causes your ulcers? Obviously, dehydration. But you need to take a look at other things that are causing, might be causing your ulcers. So are any of the bariatric surgeries helpful for anyone? Each and every bariatric surgery is proven to be ineffective. In other words, if you look at the same people 10 years after the surgery, there's no difference in weight between those who had the surgery, used diet alone, and those who had the surgery or those who used diet alone. Not a difference. So it looks like those expensive bariatric surgeries are basically placebo. Correct, Recha. Water, no food. April says, thanks for clearing up, Dr. Daniels. Glad to know my vagina color does not matter. That's right, April. It does not matter. Just check out your partner. If he's freaked out by your pale vagina, you know you guys can kind of work it out. Maybe you can get him to accept it. Yeah. What is the fasting and insulin protocol for prolonged type 1 diabetic fast attempts? I would not recommend a type 1 diabetic fast. In other words, I don't have a protocol for that. You drink anything besides water? No. What oil do you cook with? That's a good question. What oil do I cook with? So there's two things. It's cooking and it's preparing food. So cooking means heat. So for heat, I use lard or butter. That's it. I don't use anything else. For preparing food, I make my own homemade salad dressing, and I need to use a tasteless dressing. So dressing has no flavor. And that would be algae dressing or grapeseed oil. So I use algae oil or grapeseed oil when I make my dishes that have flavor and I don't want the oil to interfere with their flavor. Now, I will use olive oil if the recipe calls specifically for olive oil. For example, when I make marinated mushrooms, I will put olive oil in that because it calls specifically for olive oil. So Ron says, I have a discomfort in the upper left part of my growing. I don't know what that is. When I sit up, lift my leg and begin to run. So I had pain again, and that is that's where your hip joint is. So I had pain in the lateral part of my hip, the side of my hip, not the actual joint. So you could do a 3-day fast, give that a go, see how that goes. Maybe you take a look at your diet and see what you're eating that causes that kind of pain. You can also get a discovery session and can personally go through whatever you're doing and get you on the right path. Somebody says, thank you for being you. I'm so grateful for your support. You're welcome, Kimberly. Is there any way to special order my chaotic calcium without garlic? No. Does anyone know what brand of shield did Dr. Daniels use? It's Mumio. I don't know if you can see that. Mumio. Oh, there we go. It's from Russia and it's on eBay. Mumio is the name of it. How to care for my teeth without going to the dentist? Well, I would say brushing floss once a day. That's easy. And then once a week, you can brush with charcoal. That will help keep the color white. And then you need to eat a diet high in connective tissue, which will actually strengthen your teeth and your gums. So when I was vegan, oh my God, my whole mouth hurt. Oh, it hurt. I had to chew carefully. And then, of course, I started getting cavities. It was terrible. So now that I eat connective tissue, all the pain is gone. I can chew hard stuff, and it's great. So Wagyu is spelled W-A-G-Y-U. Look it up. It's amazing. Unbelievable. Is it okay to eat salmon a few times a week? I would not eat salmon at all. In fact, I don't eat salmon. I don't eat salmon. So I don't eat salmon because it's not enough connective tissue, and I can get more bang for my buck eating the connective tissue. And swimming in chlorinated water is a safe thing to do. I don't do it because we have streams here. Just jump in the stream. But I personally don't. I don't have any contact with chlorinated water. I would say if they're not sensitive to it, then that's fine. But if they show a sensitivity, either their skin or their breathing, then I would not have. All right, let's go find Skype and see if we have any calling questions. Okay, let's see. We have Ken in Canada. Hi, Ken. What is your one question?
Hi. I've been struggling with vitiligo for, I'd say, half my life. I just turned 30 now. So I'm trying to find the cause and what I can do to reduce it, because I think it has to do with something with my fatigue levels sometimes, but if I can get to the root of the issue, it'd be great.
The root of the issue for vitiligo is a couple of problems. One, you don't have enough melanin or melanocytes. So the melanocyte pathway is cholesterol driven, so you need to eat more cholesterol. Calf liver would be a place to start. Another cause of vitiligo is B vitamin deficiency, and liver also happens to be very high in B vitamins. So I would recommend adding calf liver to your diet anywhere from 2 to 3 times a week. The dose is 4 to 8 ounces, and the recipe is salt, pepper, liver, onions. You want to have that with a spoonful of carbs and some cooked vegetable as well. So that would be the way to go. And then mosey on over to vitalitycapsules.com, get your free report, the Candida Cleaner, which tells you how to use turpentine. So there are many people who use turpentine and who eat the liver or supplement with B-complex 50 have improvement with their vitiligo.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we have Lucy in Canada or California. Which one is it? Hi, Lucy.
Hello.
Hi, are you in California?
I'm calling from California.
Yep, okay, good. What is your one question?
Okay, so I called you a couple of months ago about my aunt who had a back surgery and was having problems post-operations with a lot of pain and nerve pain, specifically in her back and her leg. So what she's been doing is she's changed her diet and she's following the Candida diet. And she finds that she doesn't have to take her painkillers every day because she was on like 3 or 4 different painkillers, including morphine. But she doesn't have to do that every day. But she says that she's doing the turpentine cleanse. That and I also bought her your vitality capsules. I give her like a 3-month supply, so she's taking that.
Okay.
She finds that whenever she does the turpentine cleanse, she's trying, because she's also doing turpentine, her nerve pain becomes so bad that she has to take painkillers, all of them, to stop it. It's like she becomes like her waist becomes like a dead weight. Her leg is really heavy.
So
she can't walk.
So she should just stop the turpentine. As long as she's just getting better every day and doesn't need her pain medicines anymore, then she's good to go. Just stick with the diet and don't use the turpentine.
Yeah. Okay, so she should just lay off that completely.
Correct. And then continue to poop 3 times a day, though, because for many people, the vitality capsules alone are enough because it pulls enough of the chemicals out that are causing the pain. So she needs to, for now, just stick with that.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Hey, we have Mark in Arizona.
Yes, good morning. I was wondering, could you tell me what causes... Could you tell me what causes floaters? About 4 or 5 days ago, I developed some dark floaters in my left eye. And I've had it before, and it just goes away in a day or two. But
so, Mark,
I was wondering if you had
every one out of every third thing that you're saying. We're not hearing you. Can you get closer to the phone, move to another place in the house, or is there any way we can get better reception?
Is this any better now?
No, I can't hear you at all.
Okay, let me try calling back and see if that helps. Thank you.
All right, so now I can... let me just see if we can... So, Mark, can you repeat your question briefly? Because I didn't hear anything you said. All right, so, Mark, we didn't hear a word you said. Could you briefly repeat your question?
Yes, I was wondering what causes dark floaters. About 5 days ago, I developed some dark floaters in my left eye.
Okay, so dark floaters are caused by suddenly your liver has stopped filtering the blood, or you've taken in some type of toxin, and your liver said, whoa, 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 we're going to let the rest of the chemicals stay in the blood. We're just going to filter out this new thing coming in. So if you maybe had a couple of alcoholic drinks, that would definitely cause it. Or if you ate some processed food, or if you went out to a restaurant, those things generally will cause an abrupt increase in floaters.
No, I haven't done any of those things. I do take milk thistle, about a teaspoon a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. But no, I don't eat at restaurants or anything.
All right, so but there's something that you did, basically, that your liver is overloaded. So if you're already taking milk thistle a teaspoon a day, then just increase it to a teaspoon twice a day. And also increase the amount of water that you drink. And you are going at 3 a day. Because what happens is your bowel movements are not going at 3 a day. and you're not drinking enough water, then there's no way your body has to flush out those things causing your floaters.
Yeah, I've been drinking about 3/4 of a gallon a day of water and taking Vitality capsules for about 4 or 5 months now.
Yeah, so there's something else that you've changed that I don't know what it is. So maybe a discovery session or an appointment would be better to look at everything you're doing and sort out what causes it. The other thing, though, is, you know, a very, 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 very small amount of mixed vapor rub in both eyes is very helpful for folks.
Okay. The other question, too, you mentioned 3 bowel movements a day. How much would you say actually counts as a bowel movement rather than just a lump
of
fart?
We can't hear you again. We're losing you.
You know, how much volume does it take to qualify as a bowel movement versus, you know, just a little bit?
I would say a quarter cup qualifies, a quarter cup or more.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for your time, Doctor. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Okay, we have Larry in California. Hi, Larry.
Today. Yes, Dr. Daniels. My question is, I've had for 45 years yellow water coming out of my colon when I do the liver cleanse, and I don't know where the yellow water is coming from. Colonic therapists, they don't know where it's coming from, and I'm wondering if you have any ideas about that.
It's bile.
Bile?
Yeah, bile is yellow. So bile is the liquid that's inside the liver that holds the liver toxins, so that means that your liver flush is a success.
Oh, okay. It's a bile in the liver. I never realized that. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So I'm doing the right thing. Okay, great. That's a big relief.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Larry. Bye-bye. Okay, we have Terry in Illinois. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I was born with a heart murmur, no problem. I'm my mid-40s. But recently, I would say within a week, there's been swelling in my leg, both legs, around the ankle area. The right swelling has gone down. However, the swelling behind the ankle bone on my left leg is persistent. I'm wearing compression socks. I started by taking the Vitality capsules, but I'm wondering, could this be heart-related, or do I just need to
up
my
aim? But it's pretty mild, and it's getting better, so that's pretty much the end of that. So what happens
the last one.
When we go to doctors is, even if it is heart-related, a lot of heart problems, the public is not told, are actually temporary. And so what doctors will do is put you on permanent medications for a temporary condition.
Okay.
And so it sounds like you're actually handling the problem very well. So I would continue with the Vitality capsules. Make sure you go to vitalitycapsules.com, download your free report, Candida Cleaner Report. When you follow that particular diet, that diet actually heals heart disease very nicely.
You think it has, is a heart murmur heart disease?
Let's not get confused. Your murmur is irrelevant. Okay, you're 44. You've lived fine with this murmur. The murmur is not the issue. We don't care about the murmur. We're talking about your swollen ankles.
Right.
Okay. So I'm trying to explain to you is following that diet and the Candida Cleaner Protocol will get rid of your swollen ankles.
Swelling. Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, we have Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan.
Good afternoon, Doc. Hope you're well.
I'm fine.
Quick question. Remembering I'm blind now, I've been taking Vitality caps for probably 6 years, and my wife recently mentioned to me that there's some blood in my stool with some regularity. And so I told her I'd call her and ask you about it.
So you watch it, there's some blood in your stool with regularity. So the question is how much blood? Let's just say it's a little bit of blood, it's kind of streaky blood. Then that might be hemorrhoids. Or are you taking regular or extra strength Vitality capsules?
I'm pretty sure I order the extra strength.
So the extra strength have cayenne pepper in them. And the cayenne pepper thins the blood, and that can cause red streaks.
Right.
Yeah. So the amount of blood would be, blood loss there would be harmless. So if your wife is saying you have blood, then that means it's red because she can identify it. And I would ask her, how much is it? Is it a teaspoon, half a teaspoon, just streaks? If it's just streaks or half a teaspoon, then I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, you can also get...
Probably just streaks.
Okay, I would not...
I think it's anywhere near half a teaspoon.
Okay, so let's say it's just colon cancer. Let's just go for that. Let's just say it's colon cancer. There is a lot of disagreement in the medical literature as to whether colon cancer is, well, cancer or just worms. So, your doctor does not have the ability to distinguish between cancer and worms. So if you're taking turpentine, say once or twice a week, let's say you have that base covered.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Thanks, Doc.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right, we have Anthony in Georgia. Hi, Anthony.
Thank you for my call. I was calling about my grandbaby. She was born
Anthony, you're twice removed. You're not the grandbaby. You're not the grandbaby's parent. So the chances of my recommendation being implemented are pretty remote, but let's go for it.
Well, she was born with retinoblastoma.
Uh-huh.
And she went through treatment, and I wind up giving her...
She had her eyeball removed?
No. She was diagnosed with it. She was going through treatment, and I intervened, and while she was having the treatment, I started giving her a dose of the what they call jade juice, which is cannabis.
Mm.
So after about so long, she continued to get better, and she's now... Nope, she's cancer-free. However, seems like every 6 months my wife's been taking her in for an MRI. So I was just called. I was like, well, heck, this is, you know, I thought to call you to get your input on that, what you think about that.
It makes no sense. So the MRI...
That's what I thought.
...radiation and can actually create cancer.
That was my whole idea behind that. I was like, oh, man. That's radiation. That's going to cause a problem.
Exactly. So the MRI is magnetic resonance radiation, or nuclear magnetic resonance. It's extremely unsafe. So
right.
I don't know what your wife is trying to accomplish.
Oh, she's just, you know, following the doctor's instruction. You know, most people act like, you know, these doctors are gods, so whatever you say goes.
Anyway, that's her choice, but the point is, it's not doing the kidney good for sure.
Exactly. Wow, I wish she were listening right now, but they're out of town.
Okay, so replay.
Yeah. Oh, you have it on the replay. How could I access that?
Either at RBN or at vitalitycouncils.com or on Facebook. We have Facebook Live. So it's being recorded three places.
Oh, okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Hey, well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it, Doc. Have a good one.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, it's Cindy in California. Hi, Cindy.
Hello?
Yes, your question?
Hi, Dr. Daniels. I have a severe case of poison oak. I'm in my second week of it now. And when I get it bad. I get it every few years.
All right. So what have you tried?
I have a product I bought called Mean Green. It's like granules. So I try scrubbing that and then rinsing it in cold water. And
it
does get rid
of
the itch. Pardon me?
Did that make it better or worse?
The thing is that it can make my skin pretty raw in some patches, but I've got it pretty much almost all over my body now. Pardon?
So what's the question? The answer is it made it worse?
It seems to make it spread.
Okay, right. So stop using that. So the neem is very—it's very irritating. So what you want to do, what you're really trying to do here, is just heal your skin. You know what I mean? So you want to increase your water intake. You want to keep cool. I would put just plain castor oil on your skin. And what the castor oil does is it mobilizes the toxins that are causing your poison oak, and then mobilize them so they can go to the liver to get dumped. So
okay,
what you want to do is take milk thistle to get the liver to work a little harder, and then apply castor oil waist down for 3 days, then head to toe daily, and that will calm it down and get rid of the problem. So what you're doing is you're trying to use a hand grenade for a problem that's a little more delicate.
Okay, and if you don't mind just repeating, I didn't catch what you said about the castor oil and 3 days.
Waist down for 3 days, then head to toe daily.
Oh, waist down, okay. And then head to toe, okay. Because I'm getting it in my private and parts now. So
exactly, now some of the castor oil as well.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, we have Brian in Washington. Hi, Brian.
You might remember me. I called in a few months ago.
Uh-huh.
My 10-year-old daughter died of leukemia 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
My mom has Parkinson's, and these things are all getting linked to electromagnetic fields.
Yeah.
So there's some links in the chat from Zadi Ma, and this guy is a professor. He's an electrician. That's his specialty. And he's saying to the lawyers and to the people that could be doing something about this that, mm-hmm. you know, the science is in. So what we have is a...
So what's your question? What is your question?
Would you have Dr. Paul on before we are all dead and can't have children anymore? I think it's pretty much a desperate time, but with knowledge being spread around,
some of the information
I think can make a huge benefit.
Is it in the chat room? Did you put
Zadi Mom in the chat room?
So it's in the chat room.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. What supplement can you give a nonverbal child to be speaking? None. Is no supplement. You've got to change the kid's diet. How do you break your fast? It depends on the length of the fast. So for every week that you fast, you have to have at least 1 day of juice fasting, 1 day of raw foods, 1 day vegan, and then 1 day eat whatever you want. So I don't like doing all that. So I try to fast for less than a week. Plus, I lose a lot of weight. So I've already lost 7 pounds in the first 2 days of my fast. Today's the third day, and I'll probably lose another 3 or 4 pounds by morning. So I'll probably have to start eating because I don't want to lose too much weight. Okay. What about using castor oil in your eyes to help with cataracts? It's certainly harmless. Castor oil in the eyes is absolutely harmless. I would definitely go for it. Supposedly, it works. I've not tried it with success. So, since someone on kidney dialysis ever stopped dialysis with sessions from you, can you lead them? If they're making urine, yes, they can. If they're not making urine, it's difficult. So, what I would do is... do one discovery session. I'll let you know what the situation is, what you can do to improve things, and if I think I can help you further. If I don't think I can help you further, I'll tell you I don't think I can help you. Certain kind of help with Lyme disease, the short answer is yes. MRI does not have radiation like x-rays, according to Google. That is correct. It does not have radiation like x-rays. It has radiation different from x-rays. And that's how they catch you. They catch you like, gotcha! So the name for MRI used to be nuclear magnetic resonance. Can they radiate you with rays that disturb the nucleus of every single cell in your body? The CAT scan does have radiation as well, and that's a computerized, tomography where they use a computer to shoot rays through your body and take a cross-sectional view of the body. Right, so MRI uses a magnetic field, which is you're bombarded with the whole magnetic field. I mean, you're worried about, EMFs, and you're going to get an MRI. Makes no sense. Yeah, magnetic resonance imaging. So they put your whole body into a very strong magnetic field. And it's so strong that you notice everyone runs out of the room, and you notice the doctor makes you take off anything and everything metal, even your wedding ring, because it makes large, sharp objects, metal objects, literally fly all around the room. That's how strong it is. And so you can imagine what it does in your body. All right. Time to, what should be done for hypothyroid? First, check your test and see if you really have it. One thing all these diseases people ask about, it's important to determine if you really have the disease. Cedar says, so all imaging devices can be harmful. Absolutely. And as harmful as the radiation is, the worst thing with the nuclear magnetic imaging is when it shows you have a disease that you don't have and you're absolutely healthy. That's the worst harm it does, is that it leads to surgery. D, are you a fan of lemon water? No, not a fan of lemon water. If you think you need to put something in your water along those lines, then use a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar. That would be better. Donald says, so if you're having problems from a concussion, no MRI? Yeah, what are they going to do anyway? They got anything to fix it? No, they don't. That's another consideration. If the disease you're looking for is one they have no treatment for, then it's like, fuck off, man, get out of here. Come on, get out of here. Kanara, what can be done for hair shedding after hysterectomy in 2015? Eat some liver and calf feet. Shamir Khan. Five Dance, what would you recommend to help to sharpen your brain? I'd recommend brain pudding. Or eating brain, cow brain or pig brain. I have a day when I'll need to be sharp, so I want to prepare. How do you protect yourself from daily EMF? I don't carry my cell phone next to my body. That's the number one thing I don't do. I try to turn off the cell phone at night, put it on airplane mode. That's really all I do. But of course, I live in the jungle, so that helps. Yes, MRI is dangerous electromagnetism, in my opinion. So experts may vary, may differ. Bowel neurologists are not good? Or why shouldn't someone go over? You shouldn't go to a neurologist because there is no disease that neurologists are improved. And he'll tell you himself. No matter what I find, I can tell you right now, there's no cure for it. And So when I was in medical practice for 10 years, I just stopped even sending people to a neurologist. It just wasn't worth it. There's a whole bunch of testing, a bunch of money, a bunch of stress, and at the end of the day, no good ever came of it. So Gina says, I have faculty alive, should I be taking work from for life? Gina, no clue. No clue. Yeah, MRI can falsely suggest a disease is present and often does. Exactly. And that's a huge reason not to take these tests. Uh-oh, here's my commercial.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Dr. Daniels, I only have a few moments. We're going to be off the air. Let's see, we have time for one more question. Wincia in Missouri. Wincia, are you still there?
Yes, Dr. Daniels. Can you hear me okay?
Now I can, yes.
Okay. Dr. Daniels, my question was, I have a cervical focal dystonia caused by side effects from a medication. It affects my...
What medicine was it?
That they won't say. All they say is it's caused by medication, but they don't know what medication.
What medication have you taken?
Well, it's been a while. I've had it for some time. They just revealed that it's caused by a medication. Before, they were saying chemical imbalance. Now they just by medication.
Chemical imbalance? They said chemical imbalance?
That's what they were first saying.
All right, so it's vulva what?
I'm sorry.
Your condition?
It's called a cervical focal dystonia.
Are you having pain down there?
In my neck. It affects my eyes and my neck.
V-U-L-V-O, vulva is lips of the vagina.
Oh, no, not vulva. F like Frank, O-C-A-L. Focal. Cervical focal. F.
Hey. Alrighty, okay. So, somewhere in your neck you're having pain, and it's a spot so small they can point at it with their finger.
The is pain right? is in the neck. The pain is in the neck. I'm having neck pain that's caused by torticollis, caused by the dystonia.
Oh.
But my question was, I'm sorry?
Have you ever taken psychiatric medicines?
Yes, I did years ago.
Okay, so that's what it's caused by. So this is classic. It's caused by taking psychiatric medications. It's because of the brain damage the medications have done to your brain. So your brain is sending messages to your cervical spine to twist your neck uncontrollably.
Right.
They used to call it torticollis. And so this is what medicine does. They keep renaming stuff. So people like you can't even do research to figure out what's going on because the disease keeps getting renamed and you're not familiar with the old names for it. Also, renaming diseases means they can pretend they cured something. So the cure for this, since we know your brain was damaged by these medicines, would be to eat calf brain that would fix your brain. That's basically it.
So eat calf brain?
Calf brain. Or pig brain. Pig brain will work.
Calf or pig brain?
Yep.
And where would I find that?
Pig brain you're going to find on Amazon. Shipped to your door.
Okay.
Frozen. All right, we are done. We will see you back next week. As always, thank you.
I saw you there, just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again. You said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.